from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Sure is. Welcome to it. Thank you for clicking that download.
Now, I've got an idea for a phone topic. Mm-hmm. Haven't quite run it by you yet. What do you think of this? Mm-hmm. Do you support a crap team? And so it's you in reference, of course, to the West Coast Eagles winning their first game of the season and probably their last game of the season.
Whoa. See, this is the thing. We've won the game now, so yeah. We're not a crap team anymore. We are not, Tassie, we're not at the bottom of the ladder.
Who
we're
is?
We're not even second bottom. We are third bottom of the ladder. It's huge.
It's the highest
we've been in years, the West Coast Eagles.
No, surely not.
No, legit. Since midway through 2021 was when we got crappy.
Gosh.
Yeah.
You were a kid back then.
I know, right? I forget what winning feels like. Just kidding, because we won on the weekend. Suck it, Richmond.
Yeah. Sorry, Richmond.
You suck. Sorry. Wow, I just got really aggressive. I'm actually not usually a sore winner.
This would be the radio goal that we would get if we took callers from Do You Support a Crap Team, though?
True.
What do you think?
All right, let's do it.
Hey, up on this show, we're talking refund disasters, most envied jobs as well, the top 10 most envied jobs. So if you do something that you think people might be jealous of, you'll find out if you make the list very soon.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
When you were a kid, did you watch Art Attack on TV?
I mean, I've never really been into art on the whole.
Do you remember the show?
Artistic. Vaguely, yeah.
Oh, it was this guy and he'd always do these arts and crafts. If you were a crafty kind of kid, you'd love it. And then he would do these big drawings on the ground where he would throw salt on the ground, but it ended up being like this huge portrait. Oh. It was very cool. Anyway,
I remember Mr. Squiggle. Did you?
Oh, yeah. I remember Mr. Squiggle. Well, that's kind of an inspiration around a TikTok trend that's going on at the moment. Couples are painting each other. You and I aren't a dating couple, but we're a radio couple.
Correct.
And I thought, why not give this a go?
Tassie, we've got our canvases, we've got our paint. The problem is you are good at art and I am decidedly not good at art.
I don't think I've really painted in my entire life, though. And the only thing I really know about painting is that Van Gogh only had one ear. So
correct.
We've
he
got
cut it
too
off
many
in a frenzy.
We've got too many ears for this challenge. One of us is going to have to lose an ear.
You go cut yours off, come back.
Okay,
and
all right, I'll see you in a sec.
Ellie, you've mixed one paint together. Can you describe the colour for us?
Well, I actually thought that could be all right for your skin.
That looks like bird vomit.
No, it's a nice mustardy.
She's mixed poo brown with white to create like a lighter poo colour.
It's mustard. Thank you very much.
That is disgusting.
Okay, it's time for the big reveals. We've been painting for the last half hour.
I've done yours. I'm happy with mine. I think you look a little bit like if you had your life as a biopic, but Arnie was the one playing you.
Okay, all right, show me. What the hell? Why am I so fat? That genuinely looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Actually,
I think it looks good.
That
it looks
like
John
like
Cena. It's John Cena playing Ellie Chaney. That's what it's going to be called.
All right, Tassie.
Yep.
Your turn.
I'm ready.
This is something I put my heart and soul into.
Hang on, before you show me, who's playing me?
Look, it's been said that you look a bit like John Lennon in this bad boy.
I'll take that. He's a sex symbol from the 60s.
I'd say maybe if Voldemort grew his hair out and grew a nose, this would be him, and chuck some Ray-Bans.
Voldemort plays me in a life.
With hair, Ray-Bans, and a nose.
Okay, bring it.
Are you ready?
Bring it. Avocado. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. Actually, I kind of like it.
Literally. You look good.
The detail in the sunnies, I love it.
Thank you.
My hair, is that really what my hair looks like?
Yeah, pretty much. You might want to run a brush through it, bro. So there you have it. The final results of our painting challenge are going to be up on our socials in less than an hour. Just after 4 o'clock, that'll go live.
I like the titles. It's John Cena playing Ellie is the title of mine. And I think yours should be called Voldemort Grows His Hair Out.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
We want to know this afternoon, 545-11919.
Who's the crim in your life?
No.
That's what we want to know.
What?
When'd you break the law?
I have not necessarily broken the law because I am a law-abiding citizen, Tazla.
Sunny Coast, you think you know someone and then they go and do this.
We want to know, what lengths have you had to go to get a refund for something. I feel like this is going to be very pertinent, particularly after the COVID era when everything got cancelled.
What's your refund horror story? 545-11919. Tickets to the movies. Got a double pass to see The Fall Guy at Event Cinemas.
I will come out and say, had to do the dirty just a little bit and tell a tiny little white lie because I bought my partner tickets to something for his birthday.
Yeah.
And I bought the good tickets, you know, the front row, the expensive ones, because it was a birthday present.
That's right, and you're loaded.
It means a lot to me. Yeah. No, no. As this story goes on, you'll see that I am, in fact, not loaded and I need my money. So did that, gave him the tickets on his birthday, and he said, thank you so much, babe, but I already bought some.
Oh, that's my nightmare.
I know. I was so annoyed because I was like, oh, I've nailed this present. Anyway, I had thought ahead, right, and purchased the refundable ticket option.
Great.
So I was like, sweet, no worries, easy. I'll just get my money back, give you something else with that money. I've since found out that turns out purchasing the refundable ticket option, you still have to have a legitimate reason for not attending the event.
You can't just say you're not going and here's your money back.
Exactly.
You can't spend money on something.
I spent a fair bit of money, like enough for an extra ticket almost, on the refundable option.
Because you thought maybe he's already going.
Yeah, I just didn't want to, you know, like I wanted it to be a surprise, didn't want to lock him in. Anyway, so they've said, yeah, sorry, you have to fulfill one of these criteria, none of which were just change of mind. So I've had to get a bit creative, and one of the criteria is the obvious one, you're unwell.
Oh, you're unwell.
And to be fair, I have been unwell. Last few weeks.
You've been coughing for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so it's not entirely inaccurate, but I did have to go online because there's a service online that gives you a medical certificate because, of course, you have to provide proof that you're unwell.
Yep.
So I had to type out my symptoms of like, oh, I'm coughing and I've got a sore throat.
You got a medical certificate.
It might be COVID, who knows? Oh, I don't have a rat on hand. So I got a medical certificate sent to me saying I'm unfit. Unfit for work too, by the way. So,
well done. Well done for showing up when you're actually well enough to do so. And you had to refund it that way.
Yes.
What a hassle. Firstly, it
cost you. So much of a hassle.
Well, it cost you.
To get the medical certificate, absolutely. Yeah. It does.
And to get the refundable ticket option.
And the rigmarole that I have been subjected to of like, submit the form. Now we need this proof. Now we need this proof. Now I'm dealing with like 4 different people, sending them booking confirmations and receipts and.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. When I was in Japan last year, my partner Dan and I went to one of those arcades, like the time zone equivalent, and we went to the coin machine, the token machine, put in the equivalent of a $50 note.
Right.
And the machine didn't spit out any of the tokens.
Yeah.
So we called over the staff, said, hey, sorry, I think there's something wrong with the machine, thinking they'd be like, cool, no worries, here you go. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
They took us out the back of this massive arcade into like the storeroom. We had to watch the security cameras with them to prove that we had indeed put the money in. That wasn't enough. So they then went, emptied all the money from the coin machine, took us back out the back and did like a stock take of the coin machine to prove that we had put the money in, still didn't get to the bottom of it. Like 45 minutes passed and we were like,
who cares?
We are wasting our time so much.
Yeah.
Didn't
why
get money
did the CCTV
back?
Not? Why was that not enough?
Because you couldn't quite see the note that we were putting in. It was blocked by us.
I'm imagining you go up to the counter and the guy behind the counter gets his whistle out and he goes, the third umpire, he does the TV, the square box with his hands. He goes, all right, we're going to take it up to the bunker. Let's go back frame by frame.
Just looked at my partner. We're standing out the back and we're like, what are we doing here?
Surely the most recent note is on the top of the stack.
Right. It made no sense. The whole thing. We were just like, this is ludicrous. This is ludicrous. Anyway, happens all the time. We want to hear about yours. Let's go to Charmaine. Charmaine, have you had a refund horror story?
It's not really a horror, but the simple things like, you know, you might spend a couple of $100 at one of the big retail outlets and you go to get a refund and you can't because you've got a new key card. So they'll only refund it to the same 4 digits on the receipt.
Yes. Do you know what? I've had this before and if you pay on Apple Pay as opposed to your physical card, the digits on your card are different to the Apple Pay digits, even though it's the same bank account and same card.
So they have to send it back through your Apple Pay.
Yes.
Yuck.
Was that the case with you, Charmaine?
Well, that would have been the case if my phone wasn't flat to prove that. So then they asked me to go back and find or get a letter from the bank to prove that it was my old card.
Like, come on.
Maybe $160 worth of items. So after that, like you said before, it becomes the moral of it. Like, yeah. I paid for this and I want my money back.
Yeah.
So I asked to speak to the manager. But, yeah, it was kind of like, it was full on. It was about an hour, the buckle.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
What comes first, asking for the manager or getting the haircut that says that's the asker of the manager haircut? Charmaine, did they not believe you? I mean, was your name, your name wouldn't have been on the receipt in the first place, would it?
No, it's just key card and Mrs. C. Why? You got to pay for things in cash. But yeah, it was just had, you know, the last four digits, and I had to prove that it was my card with the last four digits. And I could prove that I had a brand new card. Like, you could clearly see it was a brand new key card, but it had a different digit, so they wouldn't refund me.
Oh. Did you end up getting the refund in the end?
After about an hour, yeah. Probably because they got sick of me.
Yeah, you just fought them, wore them down.
For $80, is it worth putting up with her for an extra hour? No, it's not.
Oh, thanks so much for your call, Charmaine. You're in the running for those movie tickets, okay?
Awesome, bye.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tatus Macreus on 91.9 CFM.
She was famous Roman Caesar, wasn't she?
It really does up her street cred if you goes by Tatus Macreus. Elias Chanus.
Definitely not Chanus.
Wow. We'll do that again. Ellie Chaney.
We're Ellie and Taz,
CFM.
Thank
you.
Let's not say that again. Hey, do you have a job that people envy? There's been a study done. We have. It's America's, but let's just say it's the same over here.
We've got the same
top
jobs.
10 most envied jobs. What do you think's up there? Have a stab.
Yeah, let me have a guessing game. You know I love a guessing
game. Take a couple of stabs. I've got 10 in front of me.
Athlete. Professional athlete.
No.
Oh, really? Like NFL players aren't envied over there? Are you serious?
So, do you want the top 10?
Sure.
I'll fire through 10 to 5. Cheese artisan.
No. How many cheese artisans are floating around?
Are you jealous of as well?
If you are a cheese artisan, I suppose we've got like Mulaney cheese and stuff.
People
we've
that
got
make cheeses and have to eat cheeses and stuff, they're very envied.
Yeah,
number 9, video game developer. That's up there. A lot of kids love it.
A lot of coding.
Environmental scientist. Number 8.
Yeah, that'd be a bit of fun, just walking around rainforests and stuff.
This one makes sense. Social media influencer.
Oh, yeah.
They look like they got a cruisy job going to Coachella. And
yeah, but taking selfies, that can be tough.
Craft brewer, number 6.
Yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely, I'll take that job.
Top 5, vineyard manager / winemaker. So there's a few little cheese, beer, and now wine.
Yeah, there's a real theme.
There is. Luxury real estate agent, number 4.
Oh, yeah, you could hang out in cool. But nah, you'd have to schmooze rich people so much.
Oh, no, that sounds terrible.
No, it's good if rich people are schmoozing you.
You get the commish.
Yeah, but imagine being like, oh, like you're so great. I'm so proud of you for making all your money. Buy this house.
That's how everybody talks to you, isn't it? Number 3, adventure tour guide.
Yes.
That would be a fun gig.
Yeah, I'll take that over the real estate one.
I loved the croc tours that they do in the NT, and you'd go along the river, and all they would do all day is just feed the crocs.
Oh,
such a great job.
I don't know if I want to be feeding crocs.
I love it. Bring it on.
Can I do like adventure to Bali or something instead?
Yeah, totally, totally. Number 2, a chocolatier.
Yep.
So absolutely. We've ticked off really the big four, not the banks, the big four, cheese, beer, wine, and
chocolate.
Now chocolate. It was only necessary. Number 1, wildlife photographer is the most envied job in America / hopefully Australia.
Yeah.
Wildlife photographer.
Out of all of those, would that be your pick? No, you'd be a video game developer.
Social media influencer, come on.
All right. Well, if anyone's listening out there who wants a radio announcer with how many followers?
1,000.
1,000? Hit Tazzy up. Give him his dream job.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
Tell you what, didn't feel good this morning, Tazzy, when the news broke that the Caloundra Music Festival has been postponed for 2024.
Yeah.
Such sad news. Another music festival to bite the dust this year.
Well, it's been playing there since 2007. They missed 1 year in 2020 due to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we're going to miss another one. But we do have the Caloundra Music Festival director on the line, Richie Isles. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys.
Now, Richie, is this something that's been on the cards for a while now? We've obviously only heard the news today, but at what point did you guys realise it's just not feasible to do the festival this year?
Look, the festival industry, music industry in general, has been struggling a bit since COVID times, really. We haven't quite got back to where we were pre-COVID. So it's not a complete surprise or a shock to us. The ticket sales have been down in the last couple of years. We think it comes down to the economy. People are struggling a bit to pay the rent. Interest rates are up. And they don't have that discretionary spending to buy festival tickets. So it's that coupled with the fact that costs are rising across the board for infrastructure and insurance and policing and security and all the things you need to put on a festival. So it's tough times in the industry and just one of those decisions we had to make.
Do you see it changing anytime soon? Because, you know, it seems like cost of living pressures aren't going away, you know, anytime soon. Do you think that it is going to bounce back to where it was, the local music scene and the festival scene?
I think so. I think it will. I don't know when, but hopefully, you know, give us another 12 months. Maybe interest rates will come down. But we're thinking positively and we're hopeful we'll be back in 2025.
Well, that was what my next question was. How are we looking for 2025? Can that be locked in, I guess, because we're not doing it this year, or is it still just a maybe?
Well, we're not locking anything down at this point in time other than we're not going ahead this year and we're going to reassess things and maybe look where the market is sitting in 6 months' time and see how the industry's tracking and whether people are starting to buy tickets to festivals again and we'll go from there.
Is that what you'd recommend to, like, general Aussie public out there is if you want to go to something, you've got to buy the tickets, you've got to get in early? Like, how do we show our support just as one person to try and get the festivals back up and running again?
I think maybe it comes down to that. We've got to buy, we've got to commit and get those tickets early.
Yeah.
And that gives people who are organising these things the confidence to proceed. I know a lot of the events that have pulled the pin in recent weeks and months have done it because those early ticket sales weren't there. And so rather than risk the financial fallout, they've pulled the pin.
Mm. It's so sad. Big. Well, Richie, thank you so much for giving us some time this afternoon. So sorry to you and the team there. It must be pretty upsetting that you've had to do this. But thank you so much for all your hard work regardless.
Thanks, guys.
And Sunny Coast, make sure you're heading out and supporting live and local music. There are plenty of venues around the coast, Norton Music Factory, Soul Bar. You can check them all out. Locals in the Loop is a website you can go to and see where live music's playing, because if we keep supporting it, hopefully these big events will be coming back.
And Caloundra Music Festival, such a juggernaut as well. To see them go is really, really sad. They've had amazing lineups over the years. We want to see them back in 2025, but we've got to do our part, Sunny Coast. So, yeah, buy those tickets.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You've just tuned in for the best part of the show. It's Ellie and I's favourite part. We look forward to this. We do play it at a different time only because Ellie can't find a time where she really likes
to play this game. I like because some people, you know, may only drive in their cars from 4:30 to 5 o'clock each day. Mm-hmm. So I like to give them as much of a go at it as everyone else. It's called Bandel. Basically, it breaks a well-known song up into its parts. So it starts with the drums and then it adds on maybe the bass and then it adds on the electric guitar and you have to pick the title and artist of the song.
What we know about the song so far, we might need some help with this because it's medium difficulty and it's early 80s.
Ooh.
Usually it's 2000s and up, but it's going to be 1983. Medium difficulty, and it's had a couple of 100 million YouTube views.
Oh, gosh, I'm not good with my 80s music. I know 90s and beyond.
This could be my time, but again, I don't know a huge amount, so we'll see.
Alrighty, let's give today's Bandel a go. If you know what it is, 545-11919. Here is the bass line.
Okay, let's add a layer. Let's add a layer. What else? Whoa. What have we got?
I feel like this is gettable.
Oh. Hang on, we've already got people calling through. We're going to have to.
I'm still standing better than I ever did.
Do you think?
Looking like a true survivor.
What are you locking in? Because we could
like
go to. We've got people on the line that we could go to.
Standing.
Who have we got here?
Siobhan.
Hello, Siobhan. You've heard us play little bits and pieces of the song for the Bandle for today. Just checking, you haven't played Bandle because you can you Google it yourself and play along at any time. You haven't played it today already?
No. Only first time I've heard of it.
Okay. All righty. What song do you think it is, Siobhan?
I'm Still Standing.
Oh, my God, was I right?
Let's see. I'm typing it in. She's gone and done it.
She's done it. Is that the one?
Siobhan, it is.
I'm Still Standing.
It is. I'm Still Standing. Yeah, Elton John. Yeah, it's very like Wordle, so there's a new one every day. Sunny Coast for you to play along with. Bandle. Siobhan, you've scored it from us. You are now in. Have scored as many points as me at this game.
Well done, Siobhan. And of course, the verbal clue. I remain upright.
Okay, good.
Live across the Sunny Coast. Ellie and Taz. 91.9. CFM.
But right now, let's get detecting.
Sleuthing. That's right, we get to the bottom of the big issues.
We do.
Last time, last week, we talked about fundraising chockies. And where have they gone?
Yeah, we got to the bottom of that. Phased out after COVID. Yeah. Stupid COVID got in the way.
You know what? Understandable. And we probably should have worked that one out. We probably didn't need to go to the phones with that one, but we did. Today, though, there is a question that's on everybody's lips.
Where's Ronald McDonald?
Okay, you maybe no one's lips, but...
Well, it was on ours. We went through the Macca's drive-thru a couple of months ago and said, hey, what happened to Ronald? You used to see him everywhere.
I remember all the characters too, because they had Grimace, the big purple guy.
Mm-hmm.
They had...
The Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar. Mm-hmm. And they had Birdie? The bird? The yellow bird.
I don't remember Birdie.
I'll Google it.
Okay. Well, Ronald has just been slowly phased out. And I read earlier today while I
he was taking too big of a cut of the profits. They just keep buying his stocks.
When this case was dropped across the Ellie Cheney investigations with Taz, we'll add you on
as
my assistant. Welcome. You've just got a promotion.
Thanks.
When it came across my desk, I thought, you know, let's get to the bottom of this. Turns out, remember in 2016, the clown scare phase? When, particularly over in the States, and it did filter in down here as well.
It was towards Halloween, I'm pretty sure, and they were having these
creepy clowns.
Yes.
Like clowns that were bleeding from their faces and stuff would just appear in front of people's cars.
Yes.
And do it to spook people. So that was the nail in the coffin for poor old Ronald McDonald.
Wow. So they've pretty much just phased him out as of 2016.
Yeah, that and the fact that they wanted to turn their marketing from kids to adults.
There's Birdie, the early bird, is one of them.
Oh, there you go.
And Officer Big Mac. He's a police officer with a Big Mac for a face.
He sounds hot.
Where's he gone?
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Now, have you got some sort of game show music that you can play?
Oh,
in the background here?
I could find you some game show music. Absolutely. No, kidding. That's the wrong one. There we go. That'll do it.
Welcome back, Sunny Coast, to Emoji or No-moji.
Enoji.
Yeah, there we go. I'm going to give you a list of things, Ellie. You have to tell me if they are, in fact, one of the 500 or 600 different emojis that we get to choose from.
Okay.
Or are they yet to be made as an emoji?
All right. I don't know how well I'm going to do at this.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Number one, a flamingo.
That, Taz, is an emoji.
It sure is an emoji. Give it 1 point. All right.
I did dress up as a flamingo for a welcome to the jungle party I went to once, and yes. I reckon I whipped out the flamingo emoji then.
Chink, 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 chink. Okay, what about the Milky Way?
I'm going to say no to that because it's a hard one to depict.
It is, but they put it in a frame. They have put the Milky Way in a square emoji like the sunset. Sorry, Chaney, that is an emoji.
Who's needing an emoji of the Milky Way unless you're saying to your friend like, hey, are you going to the shops? Can you pick me up a packet of Milky Ways?
It's so obscure. We've got two magnifying glasses to choose from in the emojis, one facing left, one facing right. What is the point?
I mean, it depends what you're inspecting, Taz.
We should do most useless emoji as a phoner next week.
Ooh, okay.
What about this next one? Emu or ostrich? Can't quite tell.
I feel like the fact that you can't quite tell means you're looking at something, which means it is an emoji.
No, it's not. I fooled you. It's not an emoji. There is no emu or ostrich.
You clever little cheeky monkey.
What about the elevator? An elevator emoji.
Yes.
Yes, there is one of those.
What am I, 2 from 4?
I thought there wasn't one. I had a search, and it's one of the tiny little symbols down the very end that no one ever uses. It's a picture of 2 people in a box with a little up and down arrow next to them.
Oh, how useful.
Last but not least, a green flag. So if they do something, it's a good dating thing, and you go, oh, he's just been friendly to that animal, green flag.
Do you know what? I've seen people post red flags a lot, particularly on Sunshine Coast Girls. If you're part of that group, you know what I mean.
I'm not. I don't know what you mean.
I'm going to say that there is no green flag emoji.
Oh, she's good.
Hey,
well done.
That's a pass on
How
the emoji
did you get?
Or emoji.
2.
3 out of 5.
You're 3 out of 5.
Yeah, bro.
Well done.
Thank you. Oh, that's a fun game. We should bring that back.
The music ran out, though. That was how long
we
took.
Oh, okay, sorry. Should I, here we go. You can take us out to the air.
Welcome back. That was...
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, if you're listening earlier in the show, around 3 o'clock, we spoke about the TikTok challenge that we completed this morning. A lot of people on the TikTok are doing it at the moment.
Paint your partner is what it's called. So, yeah, they get little canvases. They have to paint their partner, show them. A lot of people, of course, can't paint.
Oh, yeah,
and
myself
so these are
included.
Hilarious portraits.
Yeah, it's tough, painting.
It sure is, and it's not something you do every day. So we sat down on the balcony this morning. We filmed the whole thing. It's live on our socials at 919CFM.
Yeah, and look, we thought after we did the paintings, we'd take them around the office and see what the staff thought of these beautiful artistic creations.
I was so confident going into this.
Okay, I drew you, you drew me, here's what they had to say.
BG, whose painting do you think is a more accurate depiction?
I'm going to have to go, the painting that Ellie has done of Taz is better.
Oh!
Purely because you forgot to give Ellie a neck. And I think that's a crucial part.
True, but Arnie Schwarzenegger doesn't actually have a neck. So in that case, you've done well.
I've done really well.
Thank you, Beck. Phoebe?
I can't pick who it is that it looks like, but it doesn't quite look like
John Cena playing Lee Jones.
Attention to detail, Taz.
You even have the Ray-Bans logo on the sunnies.
Oh, I forgot to give you eyebrows.
Eb?
That looks like a blonde Chris Rock.
Off maps, the wrestler guy.
Yeah. Jaden?
Yeah.
It does a little bit,
yeah,
actually. I can't really.
Like Jaden, you can't unsee that.
No.
Yeah. I know what it is.
Oh, John Cena and Samantha from Sex and the City have a baby.
So, look, I don't think that they are going to be lining up to buy our artwork.
They didn't hold back, those guys, did they?
To be fair, the one you did of me, I genuinely look like Arnie.
You've been working on your traps.
No, I haven't.
You've got
been working
huge
on my
traps. You look a bit like a cloud.
In the painting, my neck goes all the way up to my ears and like beyond.
You're a triangle.
Yeah.
You're a big triangle. If you want to see it though, it's live on our socials at 919CFM on Instagram.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9CFM.
Hey, not long till we finish up the show, but before we do, Taz, I want to get your thoughts, and this is not something I'd planned to talk about on the show today, but I want to spitball with
you. Uh-oh. We don't wing it. We don't wing it. We've signed a contract that says we will never wing content on this show.
I don't know. We wing a fair bit. Have you ever, like, written to council to get something changed?
No, I haven't.
I'm thinking I want to do it.
Oh, I love this.
Because you know how I e-scoot to work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you go under the bridge, kind of near work,
yeah,
there's a blind spot when you're...
I see it, the 90-degree turn at the bottom of the hill there.
Yeah,
yeah, I understand.
So every time I scoot towards that corner, I get really worried that someone's going to come around the corner.
Like a cyclist or something.
Yeah, and clean me up.
So are you going to want one of those corner mirrors?
Yes. I want one of the corner mirrors.
They used to have one of those in Mooloolaba, the back way of Mooloolaba that everybody went.
Yeah.
And they've since taken it down. Oh. And I think it's a very blind corner and it needs one of those mirrors. So I agree. It's a common thing. I think a lot of people will go, actually, where would you like one of those mirrors would be a good phone
topic.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, should we call Rosanna on the show this week and say, hey, can we get a mirror, please?
Should we?
Or should I just erect one myself?
Don't erect anything without permission. Thank you very much. Where are you going to get one of those? Mirrors.
Silly Sollies, maybe.
Spotlight.
They've got everything.
It's a disco ball in half, isn't it? That's all it is.
Surely Kmart's got one.
You should maybe just slow down a little bit when you approach the corner.
I do, and now I ding my bell as well.
I do. Give us a bell impression.
Ding.
Oh, is it? There's nothing fancy.
Yeah,
about
it's quite boring. Nah. And then whenever I ding someone, then I always thank them.
Who are you going to address your letter to?
Rosanna, I'm going straight to the top. I know you're new. I know you've only been in office for a few weeks, Rosanna, but this should be priority number one.
How good would this be? The walkway that's only used by Ellie every single day. She needs a mirror.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.